All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 25th, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today, as always, with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
If you don't mind, would you please bow your head? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking to the Spirit of divine wisdom to meet you in this commissioner's court. Not just us, each elected official in Jefferson. Lord, we ask that you keep your loving arms around each and every family in our county. Lord, we ask that you not only do that, but keep our communities together to do the best thing for the citizens of our county. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name.
All right, we will begin a little out of order under County Commissioners. Item C, to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. Looks like we have two item Cs. The second item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Older Americans Month. Item D is to consider and possibly adopt a proclamation recognizing May 2016 as National Mental Health Awareness Month. Do I have a motion to approve those? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, I think seconded by Commissioner Weaver, I believe. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Ms. Craver here? Is there any representative here to receive the proclamation for Elder Abuse Prevention Awareness Month? All right. Ms. Schellenberger, are you here for the Older Americans Month? Would you like to come forward? And Commissioner Arnold is going to read that proclamation. Right over here to the podium, please.
Older Americans Month. And I guess it's appropriate, since I'm the oldest member on the court, that I get the opportunity to read the proclamation. Whereas May is Older Americans Month, and whereas the older adults in Jefferson County are the roots from which our community grows, who bestow gifts of wisdom and insight upon younger generations and strengthen the bonds between neighbors to create a better place to live. And whereas the older adults in Jefferson County should be commended for their role in creating and bolstering the fiber of our community and nation. And whereas we wish to join together to extend assistance to the older adults of Jefferson County by increasing their opportunities to remain in their communities as active and engaged citizens. And whereas Older Americans Month is sponsored by Nutrition and Services for Seniors, a nonprofit agency dedicated to providing innovative, effective programs that assist older adults in leading quality lives while maintaining their dignity and independence. Whereas the purpose of this initiative is to publicly recognize their contributions to the diversity, strength, and unity of our community and to identify ways to make their lives comfortable and respectable. And whereas to honor those who have significantly contributed to our community economically, socially, culturally, and otherwise, improving the quality of life in Jefferson County, Nutrition and Services for Seniors is hosting the fourth annual Deliver the Difference Benefiting Meals on Wheels to honor Mayor Evelyn Lord, Willie Burford, and Edgar Sonny Perkins on May the 5th, 2016. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 20, 2016 as Older Americans Month in Jefferson County. Signed this day, April 25th, 2016 by Honorable Judge Jeff Brannick and the four commissioners.
Monique Sennig, if you'd like to come up, Commissioner Alfred, and the proclamation recognizing May as National Mental Health Awareness Month.
And Judge passed these out today. He gave Commissioner Arnold, the older one, and I received mental health one. Okay, Judge. Mental Health Awareness Month, 2016. Whereas mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and whereas all Americans experience times of difficulty and stress in their lives, and whereas prevention is an effective way to reduce the burden of mental health conditions, and whereas there is a strong body of research that supports significant tools that all Americans can use to better handle stress and protect their health and well-being. And whereas mental health conditions are real and prevalent in our nation, and whereas with effective treatment, those individuals with mental health conditions can recover and live full, productive lives, and whereas each business, school, government agency, healthcare provider, organization, and citizen share the burden of mental health problems and has a responsibility to promote mental wellness and support prevention efforts. And now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County recognize May 2016 as National Mental Health Awareness Month, and we call upon all citizens Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs and actions to support mental health recovery. Signed this day by the County Judge of Jefferson County and each commissioner.
Thank you. Mr. Judge, okay.
What time is that grand opening weekend?
It's from 2 to 4 p.m. on Thursday, May 4th.
Thank you.
Also, Judge, court commissioners, less than a year ago, that lady in the blue had some medical issues that would take most of us out. And if you look at her now, you couldn't tell, but I believe in miracles. I know there is a God, and we pray and pray and thank God she's still here.
All right, back to our regular agenda. Under purchasing, item A is to receive and file bids for replacement of outboard motors and rigging kits for Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division. Item B is to consider and approve specifications for the rebid of the term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item C is to consider and approve specifications for the major drive extension from SH-124 to LaBelle Road. Item D is to consider and approve specifications for the sale of used low-level passenger boarding bridges. Item E is to consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of an offer for replacement of outboard motors and rigging kits for Jefferson County Sheriff's Marine Division to the Dingo Group, LLC, DBA Pete Jorgensen Marine. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for microfilm supplies for Jefferson County with Decision One Corporation, Endicott Microfilm, Western Micrographics and Imaging Systems for a second one-year renewal from May 3rd, 2016 to May 2nd, 2017, with proposed price increases shown on the attachment B due to increase in hazmat shipping fees. Item G is considering possibly approving interdepartmental transfer of county property as authorized by local government code section 262.11. Is that 151? Pursuant to the local government code. Item H is considering possibly approving disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And item I is considering possibly approving an auction of surplus properties authorized by the local government code section 263.15281 by Horns Auction Inc. to be held on Saturday, May 7th, 2016. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? So moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Wheeler. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously under County Auditor. Item A is consider and approve the budget transfer for park, the repairs to the sidewalks at Walter Humphrey State Park. Item B is consider and approve the budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for additional costs for uniforms and badges in the amount of $2,000. Item C is receive and file a single audit for Jefferson County, Texas for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2015. And item D is regular county bills, check number 419744 through 420007. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion on any of those
discussion
items?
Question. We took this and sent this back there. You guys got together on this, but it looks like it's coming out of the same place. I think we might need to have
put it on the agenda with it coming out of contingency in case it's an overrun, as we discussed last week.
I didn't know, but that's what I...
Okay, move table item A under auditing. Okay, do I have a motion and a second on items B, C, and D?
Some second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to receive and file executed addendum to the OCI NV abatement agreement executed January 11th, 2014. And item B will be tabled until next Monday. Do we have a motion on item A?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is the district clerk here? Item A is to, under district clerk, is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Juror Appreciation Week as part of the Law Day celebration that was established in 1958 by President Dwight D. Eisenhower to commemorate our nation's great heritage, liberty, justice, and equality under law. Held annually in early May, Juror Appreciation Week is designed to recognize citizens who have served on juries and send a positive message to the public about the importance of jury service. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, item A will be tabled until next week. Item B is considering possibly approving minor plat for Lindsay subdivision, a 1.16 acre tract of the W.H. Smith League, located at the corner of Wilbur and East Hampshire Roads and located in precinct number 3. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under risk management, we have one item, which is considering possibly approving mosquito control liability insurance annual renewal with Ace Westchester, effective April 24, 2016, for an annual premium of $12,000, which is a 24% decrease from last year's premium.
So moved.
Moved. Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Yeah. I will read under district attorney, one item A, the immediately following commissioner's court announcement of an executive closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071. For the purpose of receiving information regarding matters that may require litigation, so we will adjourn and recess into a closed session.